This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 62 for Wednesday, September 16th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are up sharply on Wednesday, hitting fresh contract highs as speculative fund traders added to large net long positions. Canola was up by $2 to more than $10 at the final bell, November up $10.40 at $531.30 per ton. A rally in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided the catalyst for the strength in canola, as did disappointing yield reports in parts of Western Canada. However, seasonal harvest pressure should be keeping a lid on the upside. Light scale-up farmer selling was also slowing the advances to some extent, but producers are generally thought to be on the sidelines of the market as they focus on the harvest. In addition, any willing sellers appeared content to watch prices climb higher. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all up, with the biggest gains in beans. November soybeans up 19 and 3/4 cents at $10.11 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 327,000 tons of beans to China this morning, continuing a run of solid buying interest. Fund buying was also a feature in the market, with the move back above $10 in November, bullish from a chart standpoint. However, ideas beans are looking overbought did keep a lid on the upside. Hurricane Sally made landfall Wednesday morning, bringing flooding along the U.S. Gulf Coast. Shipping delays along the Mississippi River are expected. Corn futures were also higher on the day, taking some direction from the rally in beans. December corn up 6 cents at 371 and 3 quarters. Solid Chinese demand and reports that typhoon damage in the country may cut into their own production were supportive. U.S. ethanol production averaged 926,000 barrels per day in the latest week. That was down from the previous week. Stocks of the renewable fuel tightened to a five-week low. Wheat futures, they moved up in sympathy with beans and corn. Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 cents in the December contract at $5.30 per bushel. Kansas City 7 cents higher in December at $4.75 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 3 3/4 cents at $5.42 per bushel. Reports of dryness hampering winter wheat seeding in Ukraine provided some support. Egypt bought 235,000 tons of wheat in its latest tender, but all of that was sourced from Russia and Poland, with none from the U.S. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 16th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.